Welcome to English Eden. I'm your host, Tyler Hawk, and today we will learn the difference between affect and effect. That's affect with an A and effect with an E. Now, most of the time, I'm just going to try to pronounce them very clearly so we can tell the difference between which one I'm saying. For the version with an A, I'll say affect. For the version with an E, I'll say effect. Put a little extra emphasis on the E there. But just for clarity's sake, sometimes I will point out that it should start with an A or with an E. These words are frequently used interchangeably in a sentence when they should serve different functions in a sentence. Let's look at definitions and functions, then we will look at ways to remember which words to use where. Just like every episode of English Eden, some example questions with answers are in the episode description to test your knowledge after the episode. The word effect with an A should normally be a verb in a sentence. When I started the research for this episode, I looked up the definition of effect, and the Merriam-Webster dictionary seriously says that effect means to produce an effect with an E on. Effect is to produce an effect on, as if the two words weren't confusing enough on their own. Effect with an A is a verb, so it should serve as an action in a sentence that makes a change or a result happen, where effect with an E is that result. Here are some examples of effect used properly in a sentence. First example, to affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts, by Henry David Thoreau. In this quote, effect is the verb, and it produces a change in the quality of the day. Example 2. We need the books that affect us like a disaster. A book must be the axe for the frozen sea inside us, by Franz Kafka. In this quote, effect is the verb with us as an object. And example 3. The difficulty of literature is not to write, but to write what you mean. Not to affect your reader, but to affect him precisely as you wish, by Robert Louis Stevenson. As we can see in this example, it is common for affect to be used in the infinitive form, to affect. 99% of the time, affect with an A should be used as a verb, but as with anything in the English language, there are exceptions to the rule. Affect can serve as a noun only in psychological jargon. And in this case, it is pronounced as affect. Used as a jargon term, affect means something similar to demeanor or personality. A common example of this word comes from true crime shows, where they will say something like, "The suspect had a flat affect during the interrogation." This version of the word can be turned into an adjective form, affective with an A, which means influencing or expressing an emotion. This case is pretty rare, though, so we shouldn't worry about it too much. Let's move to talk about effect with an E. Effect usually works as a noun and means the result of a change. Some synonyms for this word are consequence and outcome. Here are some examples of sentences that use the word effect correctly. Literature is at once the cause and the effect of social progress, by George Henry Lewis. Effect works as a predicate nominative in this sentence, which is the job of a noun. Example 2, romantic literature is in effect imaginative lying, by Don Gray. Effect is an object of a preposition in this sentence, which is the job of a noun. And example 3, suspense, the only literary tool that has any effect upon tyrants and savages, by E.M. Forster. Effect in this quote works as the direct object of the verb has, which is the job of a noun. Just like with affect, effect can sometimes break the rule as well. Effect can be used as a verb, meaning to create or bring about. This usage is pretty rare and is typically used only in superfluous sentences like, "The policy will effect change in multiple departments." In this example, the word effect is working as the verb, but it is more common and more effective to use affect because it serves the same purpose and reduces confusion. I found an example of this rare form of effect with an E being used in conjunction with affect or effect with an A, and it is infuriating while sounding profound. You can decide for yourself if you think it's profound or not. But a famous Indian author named Nitya Prakash once said, "Everything can affect you with an E, but nothing can affect you with an A." As I said earlier, it's much easier to just use affect as a verb and effect as a noun. Now let's take a fast sponsor break, and then I'll share some common mnemonic devices that people around the internet use to remember these rules better. All right, so there are two common mnemonic devices that I found that people use to remember the difference between affect and effect. One mnemonic is NEVA, or N-E-V-A, which stands for noun, effect, verb, affect. So it's noun, and then effect with an E, and then verb, affect with an A. You could also say that as NEVA if you wanted to. This device is straightforward, but may be difficult to remember, so others use the acronym RAVEN, which stands for Remember, Affect, Verb, Effect, Noun. So it's remember, and then for the R, the A stands for effect with an A, the V in RAVEN stands for verb, effect with an E, fits the E, and then the N in RAVEN stands for noun. Now this grammar can concept can be daunting for some, so maybe using a raven as a symbol and a mnemonic device may be helpful. That's all I have on effect versus effect. Thank you for listening, and keep checking in for a future episode of English Eden that I'm developing that will synthesize analysis and criticism of the novel Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to support the show, which provides better content and equipment for the show and better lessons for my students, then go to the English Eden homepage on Anchor and click that support button. This small grammar concept may seem inconsequential, but as Stephen Redhead once said, life is affected, even controlled, by how thoughts are communicated in both words and actions.